everyone, and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news updates, and just everything K-pop. Right? Nothing more, nothing less. And
sometimes anime.
Sometimes anime. There's a sprinkle of anime. Very, very, very light dust of anime. Actually, we will have a light dust of anime this episode. Good job, Haley. Mm-hmm. And we are available pretty much on all podcast streaming platforms. And Haley, where can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram and Instagram. I feel like we don't really post on TikTok anymore.
Because of all the madness going on.
Right, just with all the music being muted. But it's at Permission to Stand Podcast for both.
And you can also send us DMs on Instagram. We also communicate with all our fellow listeners out there. If you've communicated with us, you more than likely have chatted with Haley for the most part. Mm. She always gets to that before me. And we could talk simp and do everything K-pop related. But wow, Haley, we have a lot. We have, yes, Borat, we have a lot of K-pop stuff to talk about. I mean, I know we say this every week.
We do.
But I feel like this week, I think everyone should strap in and get ready, because fellow K-pop stans and listeners, it feels like there's a lot written down in our notes this week. We got four new girl groups that will be debuting.
Damn.
Four of them. All the next week, or within this next week or till the next episode. And that's within a span of 3 days that they're debuting. So keep an eye on that. We will actually go over them, of course, when we talk about comeback schedules. Also, we are going to talk about our most recent concert experiences. Haley, who did we watch?
IVE and TWICE and VEECHA.
So yeah, we'll be talking about that. We do have a lot of other random K-pop tidbits and news on like other groups. Of course, we'll be covering, let's see, who else should I just name drop? G-IDLE, NMIX. Viviz, TWS, Nizzyu, Astro. We'll be talking about a little bit of 17, very small tidbit, along with some Blackpink, some Big Bang for some OGs right there. Of course, Haley will end us on a BTS and Stray Kids note, which is like the whipped cream on top, basically. Mm-hmm. And I think it's time to get started, Haley. We have comebacks. Oh boy, do we.
Yeah.
I feel like we've been talking about this comeback for like 2 weeks now.
It's been like
whole month. Because they released technically like the song a while back, but now the album is finally coming out March 20th,
which is today, which is out already.
It's already out basically on Spotify. Well, Haley checked it. Who is it, Haley?
ZB1, Zero Base One. Their Yura Yura. Their first Japanese single.
So there, it's out, and actually, it's just that one song in the album.
Yeah, so I went to check, and I was like, oh, I wonder if there's any other songs. It's Yura Yura, and then it's the Japanese version of Crush and In Bloom,
of course. So yeah, so the JP versions, you know, that's the usual spiel when it comes to this kind of stuff. So ZB1 finally released that. Okay, so moving on from March 20, we're going to go fast forward through time in my DeLorean. March 26th. Okay, let's start. Start talking. Yeah, March 26th.
Did you miss the 25th?
Yes, I did miss the March 25th. I went to. Oh, let me take the DeLorean back a little bit. Let me put some of the. Which DeLorean am I using? I am using the one from Back to the Future 2. So okay. I just have to throw a banana peel or whatever garbage, and we'll just head back. That's our fuel. Mm-hmm. March 25th. You're right, Haley. Let's see. NCT Dream. Has Dreamscape, so that album will be coming out finally too. Mm-hmm. And as I said accidentally earlier, a debut. Mm-hmm. First debut. To me, this may be the big one.
The only important one.
Oh, damn. For me. Shade thrown. Oh, for you all of a sudden.
Okay. I mean, I don't know who the other people
are. So let's see. So we have a debut of a new HYBE group. Mm-hmm. We've talked about them before. If you watch the survival show, Are You Next? You may be familiar with them. They're underneath the company B-Lift, which is now 100% owned by HYBE, because I think HYBE bought out like the other half of the company, and now it completely belongs to HYBE.
B-Lift is also ENHYPEN.
So there you go. So HYBE completely is 100% ownership. They bought all the stonks, I guess, of everything. So they are called ILIT. Mm-hmm. Okay. title track will be Magnetic. If you want to take a look at it, their first mini album is going to be called Super Real Me. They already have stuff available for pre-order, of course, because the comeback's already coming up. And that's on the Weaver Shop.
Comeback. Debut.
Comeback debut. It's on the Weaver Shop already. Yes, me and our my other friend, Kevin, we purchased the pre-order for like the full set, because there's also a chance for like a fan call and a signed album, which is just like what happened with New Jeans, right?
Right.
Well, and the crazy part was we couldn't sign up for any of these New Jeans and Le Sserafim's like anymore. Like recently, like we couldn't buy stuff on the global part of Weverse for some reason. But for this one, it's only available on global, like for the set and to sign up. But I was able to purchase it.
That's good.
So, but I'm like, what the? Why were we not like? Why is it not working globally for like New Jeans and Le Sserafim when I tried getting the Le Sserafim stuff?
Do they have previews of the album already? Like what it looks like?
Yeah, it's really cute.
Is it anime style?
No, it's like more. Oh. It's not really completely anime style, but Haley's referring to anime style because I did show Haley the Islet medley trailer, which is available on YouTube. There's like four songs, I believe, for this comeback or their debut.
Debut. It's not a comeback.
Yeah, I'm so
used to. Can't be a comeback if they haven't come yet.
That is I will say nothing. That's what she said. I don't know. I will not say anything more to that, but you know exactly what I was thinking. Okay. But you're right. It's a debut. Jesus Christ, Haley. And then, what did you think about the music? Because I literally just had you kind of listen to the medley really quick.
Yeah, and I watched it too. Like, so the art for it, it literally looks like an anime.
It's cool, right? Like what they use. It's a teaser trailer, yeah. Like for the album and for their debut.
Yeah, just to like give a preview of each song and what it sounds like.
Oh, let me just tell you now. Spoiler alert. It's good. Or it's like what I like to listen to.
Right.
So it's like it really caught me. Like it's so catchy because Hybe has like fantastic producers that like I feel like are targeting me specifically.
I mean, this one, it really sounds like J-pop, even though it's Korean.
It has, a hint of like J-pop. And there's two members that are Japanese for the group too. But there's like you said like there's one like artist that we kind of listen to that has like a... That like kind of does like lo-fi, like J-pop sounding synth kind of stuff. Because I know a couple of the songs did kind of feel like it had that.
Snail's House.
So, but then the other two songs too are like very like good K-pop sounding songs.
Yeah. So, I'm interested.
Oh,
I am interested.
Interested.
And I want to hear all the songs like in full.
I'm excited. So I'm really looking.
Don't know any of the members. I know they're all young as fuck.
Well, of course, this is Gen 5?
Yes.
So, yeah, this
but
is.
But some of the Gen 5 groups, at least they're like in their 20s. I think these ones are all like
it
teens.
Really depends, I guess. And we'll find out soon enough, March 25. So, I mean, if I had to put like my chips into like one of them, most of my chips will probably be in this one. Mm-hmm. So, Islet. I don't know. Hybe.
Mm-hmm.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah, they do.
They know how to take my money.
Because look at Tuas as well. Honestly, like all their song, their album was really good.
Yeah, it was really good. So Hybe is like in a good direction with the producers currently right now that they have. And they already taking my money from New Jeans and Le Sserafim. So why not make it a third group that they could take my money from? So there we go. So the day after Islet debuts, I don't know how or why this is scheduled this way. Like, why would they go back to back to back? It's crazy. March 26, we have another debut. It's from a smaller company. We've brought them up briefly before. It's called Re-Scene. So the title track's called and the album is going to be called Re-Scene. So it sounds like it's a self-titled album. They're from a small company called Muse Entertainment. It's so small that there's only like artist.
I've never heard of that.
So literally one other artist besides them, solo artist Cherry B. So yeah, we'll see how this goes. It'll be interesting to kind of watch it. We kind of have an idea what's going to happen, but at the same time, like I was going to say like watching a new group from like such a huge company like Hybe versus like this one, which is literally probably like the best one to describe like as like from coming from nothing.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Well, BTS.
Well, there you go. That's why. You never know. Nothing. You gotta watch. You never know where, like, you know, stonks, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what's happening on March 26th. So keep an eye out on Re-Scene. Let's see and listen to how that sounds like. Super Junior. on the same day, D and E. Do you know the two members that start
Dong
with D?
Dong Hae and Eun Ho.
Oh, there I'm you guessing. Go. Well, they have. I guess.
Yes, yes. I'm guessing it's those two because I feel like they've done stuff together before too.
Also, it makes more sense. So they will be having a mini, their fifth mini album. Yeah, I guess you're right. They have done stuff together.
Okay, there you go.
If it's their fifth time doing this, some fifth mini album. It is called 606. Okay, and last but not least, for March 26th, we have one of the OGs, one of the queens, right, of K-pop.
Mm-hmm.
BoA has a single called Emptiness, so that's going to be dropping on that same date.
BoA.
Let us move on to March 27th because, yes, one day after this, on this day, March 27th, two groups are debuting.
I feel like it's the battle of the Gen 5 baby girl groups.
So, like, it's called Unis, U-N-I-S, debut. I guess the album's called We Unis. The reason why I think they're called Unis, though, is because if you watch this, or you may be familiar with it, they are debuting as part of SBS's survival show called Universe Ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So, Unis, you know, Universe. So, that's actually one that people are, you know, checking, like, kind of waiting on to see, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, SBS, right?
Right.
Like Inkigayo and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of another big group-ish. Not under the umbrella of, like, the big four, but still, like, a big company backing them. So that would be interesting to see, too. And they'll be debuting at the same time as, last but not least, the next group is called Candy Shop.
Welcome to the Candy Shop.
Yes, 50 Cent is the main vocalist and main rapper. And he's also, obviously, the visuals, right?
Oh, my goodness.
No, but Candy Shop will be debuting their first album. It's called Hashtag.
Mm.
They're under another company. It's like a little bit more mid-small company, but they have a lot more artists, obviously, than that Muse Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
They're under Brave Entertainment, so Candy Shop. Yeah, like I said.
Interesting.
So, Islet, Re:Scene, Unis, and Candy Shop. So, all back to back to back to back. Then, at the end of this, we have March 29. We have Fellow Army that should be excited about this.
Mm-hmm.
And also, because of all the features, you know. So,
right.
Even you get people. Like, I mean, I am Army as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
As multi-stans, we also are stans of other groups. And I am a Fear Not officially again.
Mm-hmm.
I did renew my Fear Not membership today, literally. And because Le Sserafim, I believe Yunjin will be will be featured in one of the songs. So J-Hope's album called
Hope on the Street Volume 1.
So I guess there's going to be more to come.
Probably.
And on March 29, let's not forget, aespa will be releasing their song Get Going with Fraggle Rock.
So random.
The best collab that no one would have ever guessed or had on their bingo card. So, how busy is this week? I feel like the past week or two, it's kind of like been kind of like, oh, it's kind of slower.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, boom, four debuts.
Comeback.
Debut.
Yeah.
All my stocks and all my chips are in Islet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to be biased, but I'm biased already. So
we know that Hybe can pull together really good music. So
we saw it firsthand or heard it firsthand. We actually both. When I showed you the medley. So,
yeah.
Looking forward to that. I am super excited for Islet. My goodness. Hopefully, they don't have any showcase or tours in the next like year or two in the U.S.
They won't.
Because
NewJeans has to come
first. We're still waiting for NewJeans. Yes. And, we need
Le Sserafim.
Like, they've only just performed here, but not their own thing yet. Let's see. I think before we get started on everything else, I think it's a good time to plug it in here. If to those who are just joining us or just getting in here, or I don't know where you came from and you're just all of a sudden here, hello. So we're Joko and this is Haley and this is the Permission to Stand podcast. Every Thursday we talk about K-pop, like K-pop news, K-pop updates, comeback schedules, concerts, everything.
Mm-hmm.
We have a few more tours and like other stuff that we will be talking about right after this. I forgot to bring it up. It includes possibly TXT,
mm-hmm.
Stray Kids, IVE, and Vicha again.
Mm-hmm.
So check us out there. Haley, they could follow us on some social media stuff. And what can they do there?
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast. and DM us on Instagram if you want to chat with us all about K-pop.
And we have a lot of fan cams, and we'll start posting more, of course. Like, I feel like we needed a little break from all the how tired we were from after Twice, because, you know, I feel like we're boomers now, really, at this point. We're just getting tired. We're driving back and forth.
Work the next day.
That's true. And I drove back from Vegas, like, literally. Okay, so I guess we're half boomers only. So from then on, yeah, just check us out. Give us a follow. Hit that notification bell. Like, subscribe. It always helps. Even a rating wherever you're tuning in really goes a long way
to
help spreading
the
word. Michelin.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so let us talk about world tours. We have some announcements coming up. Mm-hmm. TXT.
Yes, officially. They are having a world tour.
Like, what? Like,
and I think the tickets drop tomorrow?
Pre-sale already dropped. Or for the membership.
Oh, okay.
It was kind of, I feel like it was out of nowhere, to be honest.
Yeah, they gave us the smallest notice, basically, we're having a tour. This is when the tickets are going on sale, 3 days later.
I mean, I don't know what to say about that. It really is out of nowhere. I'm trying to find it, too. Like, where the hell, it's crazy to me because, on their official, I'm trying to look up TXT's official thing.
Mm.
It's not even there on their official Instagram.
Oh, they never post anything like that. I feel like on their official Instagram is always, through Live Nation. Like, their tour dates and everything.
I'm on Live Nation K-pop. Because I wanted to tell everyone the dates.
I'll find it.
And everything, but it's not there. Okay, Haley will look up all the TXT info that we will tell you. I still can't believe they're here all of a sudden. I feel like we just saw them, too.
We did just see them.
Maybe half a year ago. So, I mean, that's good for Moa, right? Moa's going to get fed. That's always a good thing. Let's see.
Why is this so blurry?
While Haley is looking for it. Oh, did you find it?
Yeah.
But it's blurry.
Okay, let me zoom in.
Speaking to the mic.
Wait, I'm looking. Okay, so the US tour, it's called Act Promise. And then it's going to be starting in Tacoma, May 14th. And then they'll go to Oakland, May 18th. Los Angeles is 2 days.
Oh, so they're doing the West Coast first. Okay.
March 21 and 22. And it's actually at the Crypto Staples Center.
Yes, Staples Center, always.
And then they'll go Houston, May 26th, Atlanta, May 29th. New York is also 2 days, June 1 and 2. Rosemont, June 5 and 6th. And then Washington, June 8th, and then that's for the U.S.
Okay. I mean, that's still pretty impressive. That's a good... Those are good cities to go to, and I'm glad they put double dates for L.A. and New York, because we know how popular they are, in general. TXT is pretty huge, and they have a good fan base pretty much here in the U.S., right?
Yeah, so I think tickets go on sale to the public on March 24th. Is
it 24?
Right?
I thought I had something.
Maybe it's the 21st, sorry.
21st, mm-hmm. 21st.
So tomorrow.
Yeah, I was going to say, when this drops, it's probably too late. So if you listen to this late, hopefully you already just knew.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, we also have some Lollapalooza stuff. So random. Remember?
Oh, yeah. I mean.
Stray Kids. Haley, Stray Kids.
Wow.
Stray Kids.
Not excited about that, but whatever.
IVE will also be there. So IVE is there. They're still currently on their current first world tour here in the U.S. And they'll be joined also by Vicha.
Yeah, so this is going to be August 1st and to the 4th. This is when Lollapalooza Chicago is happening. I do not do festivals. Even if Stray Kids is headlining, I just don't want to go to Lollapalooza.
It
is just not my thing. And because obviously I know that they're touring this year, so I would rather spend my money on Barricade tickets for them.
Lola tickets are like what, about like $500-$600 now? Expensive. It's almost like Coachella.
And the thing is, like, you could get barricade so fucking far.
You could get retail barricade.
That's why.
And you don't even get like the full concert length of like what you'd usually get if they're doing their own world tour.
So I mean, they're headlining, so they do get a fair amount of time on stage. But the thing is, like, if you've seen photos and stuff from Lollapalooza Paris, or even the ones that New Jeans performed at, was that also Chicago?
That's the Chicago Lollapalooza.
But look at the crowd. It was freaking, like, crazy.
And you don't get any personal interactions, which I know a lot of people are hoping for, but
you're just
you
there
don't.
For the music, basically, and it's then, like, there. Being for crushed in the crowd.
It's for vibes and music. So if you want to casually enjoy all the groups, then sure, because I mean technically my pop punk rock bias, like my punk rock bias, Blink-182 will
like
be there.
The lineup is pretty cool.
It's crazy.
Honestly.
The Killers, Tyler the Creator, like there's a lot of, the lineup is pretty sick. And like Blink-182, like for them the way I know Blink-182 is how like I don't know how to describe it. It's just like, you know, if you're a hardcore like fan of any group basically,
because right. I follow them, Blink-182,
super
stan
of Blink ever since I was like in elementary school.
That's
basically
his like group of all groups, like his ultimate group.
I know a lot about them.
Yeah,
right, like I know a
so
lot.
So that's pretty cool
them.
That Stray Kids and Blink-182 will be on the
same
fucking lineup.
I would never
lineup.
Think
like,
that you would
hell?
I never expected something
wow,
like that. That's
amazing.
Insane.
But yeah, we're not
Blink
going.
Blink-182 and IVE. Would you ever think of wow.
And Vicha. Like that's so like crazy for them to be doing.
Yeah, like IVE and the Killers, Tyler the Creator. Like I
to
mean
to be doing such like a big, I mean, obviously they're not headlining, but then still they're doing like a huge festival already.
And they're like all the members are from the US, so
that's true.
It's huge to be, you know, part of something like Lollapalooza. I will be talking about Vicha again really quick, but after, let's talk about IVE, because IVE, let's recap. How did you think of the concert?
It was actually really fun.
It was good.
I mean, like, their music is obviously really good.
The thing is, their music is really good. And I think that overall, like, our seats were, like, we were barricade.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. Seats, like, you can't go wrong with barricade seats, an extended stage. And I feel like all the members, like, you know, like, they did really well, like, interaction-wise, like, with the fans.
Especially Won Young.
She's very good at feeding her fans. I'm not going to lie.
I was, like, dying because, like, it was during the encore when all the members were, like, going to leave the stage. But then they each went around to, like, each section and, like, did their, like, little waves and, like, really, like, made sure to interact with the crowd. But freaking Won Young, I have legit a 1 minute video of her, just her,
doing
standing right in front of us, posing
like egg yolk poses, right? Kind of
pose.
Like cute poses. Like
it's so funny to me because like she kept like looking at us and then she would like adjust herself and then like make sure she's like being seen by everyone in that section and then she'd like do her pose
that was
and then
so
she'd like flip her hair, then she'd put her foot up and then she'd wink and then wave. I was like, it's 1 minute, like just 1 minute straight of her doing egg yolk. I'm like, okay, cool. Thanks, Won Young.
let me shout out to Won Young because, like, honestly, she knows how to feed.
She does.
She knows how to feed her fans. Like, that was really, to be honest, I know it was funny. Like, I thought it was kind of funny.
It
too.
Is
like,
funny.
But it was just cool to watch too at the same time. And it's like, if you're like, you know, a Won Young bias or just like, you know, even a casual IVE fan, it's just like, cool to see her, like, she's actually giving the attention.
Yeah.
Obviously, one of our friends, Kevin, is, like, had her, like,
her picket. Yeah.
Was one of the few people in the crowd that had, like, her picket. And I feel like
she knew.
Always went and she was.
She came to our corner a lot.
She looked at him a lot and was just feeding him, like, you
she's
know.
She's like, oh, you like me? Okay, here we go. 1 minute of me posing. Here we go.
I should have brought a picket for Liz or something then. I mean, all the members, like, really good. Like, I feel like they all grew on me. Like, I like Gal was on our thing a lot, right?
Mm-hmm. And Ray is so
Ray's
cute.
Actually seeing her in person, because it's also interesting seeing them, like, compared to KCON, it's a little different too, because you don't get the whole opportunity and chance for them to, like,
interact.
You know, interact and talk as much. Ray is really funny and cute. I like her a lot. She Lisa is really good too. And Liz grew on me a lot because she kind of looks like Haley right now.
Here we go.
I was like, every time Liz was shown on the screen, because like she has like the big eyes like Haley, and she has like her hair's like more like platinum ish
yeah,
right
but
now.
It was blonde before, like, but the same color as mine.
Yeah, so like every time I like I saw Liz on the stage. I was like, oh my God, it's Haley. I was just cheering for Haley. It's pretty awesome.
What am I doing up on stage?
She's cute and funny,
too. Liz is my Korean sister from another mister.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. I got her to do the potato thing, although I feel like she didn't want to do it.
But she was nice enough to do it.
She was so nice to do it, and now I know. Like, at least she didn't give me the Momo treatment.
It's
Momo,
like
you know who you are.
One of those memes or something that she used to love doing, and then it just got, like, overplayed
so,
for
like,
her.
She's like,
good
to know. That's good to know. So I'm not going to do that. But, I mean, like, last KCON, she, like, did the whole potato song thing.
Yeah, so that's her fault, honestly.
So, I mean, okay, so I get it. Thank you for doing that brief potato thing.
Yeah, she did it still.
I won't do that again. I won't bring that sign. I actually used and cut that sign up.
Yeah.
That was great. I was, in general, really, really good. We did the send-off. It was, like, kind of... It was okay. I just think we keep comparing it to Blackpink and Dallas. Mm-hmm. Our Blackpink send off in Dallas is like next level. There's like nothing that will ever come close to it.
Yeah, because the members really like took their time, and I feel like there was less people.
Yeah.
For the send off for IVE, it felt like it was everyone on the fucking floor.
And
like
there was
a lot of people.
The length of like how much space there was for everyone, it's just like because it was so short, mm-hmm. so we're all stacked up, right?
Yeah.
So that's like another thing. But they went back and forth, thank goodness, which was kind of nice. So overall, I was awesome. I would definitely catch them again if we ever had the opportunity to see them again in another world tour. I mean, most likely, possibly, hopefully, KCON again, right? Mm-hmm. But that was a really enjoyable one. I liked it a lot. While we're talking about IVE too, I guess they also completed recording their latest songs for, mm-hmm. and I guess they're getting ready for their comeback. I don't know if it's going to release during or like right after their tour is completed. But I think that's already like they already worked on it. And I think they're ready to have that come out. But the thing is, it's interesting because I guess they will be only focusing on title tracks.
That's crazy. They're doing a tour, but they're releasing something
already?
Yeah,
that's kind of...
Like,
when
the hell did they get time to do this?
But, like, the interesting thing is, like, after they had their first full album, right?
Yeah.
It was in... Like, when we were in
Japan. I remember. Last year.
On our Japan trip, like, their first full album release. I think, like, the way that I guess the company viewed it is that their title tracks are way more popular, like... Then their B-sides are, like, getting more attention. I mean, obviously, right?
Yeah.
But for that same reason, like, I guess the company now wants to focus just on doing big hits, like title tracks. So we might not hear or have really much B-sides anymore from IVE, which is interesting. So it's just going to be, like, all promotions for just single title songs.
So not any full albums anytime soon.
Yeah, basically. I guess they're... And it's all of this was, like, talked about and the decision was made while they're... on their tour, so it's a lot going on for I feel like the group, like during the tour and like going on like outside, even though they're touring right now. So
yeah,
a lot going on. Another concert, Haley, that we went to.
Yeah, right after
three days after, drove to Vegas literally the day after IVE. Mm-hmm. Who is it? I wonder.
Twice,
the
Encore.
Big ones. Twice, one of the big girl groups, of course, of our time.
The final Encore, finally, because I feel like they've been touring forever.
They've been doing Ready to Be for a long time, it feels like, for sure. But yes, we got their final Encore. I think there's only going to be one more in Japan. And after that, they're done.
Wow, they're still going to Japan again?
Yeah, so this is the last one, like, anywhere outside of, like, I guess you could say Asia. But we got fed pretty well. I really enjoyed the whole show. Of course, you know, like, twice is twice.
Mm-hmm.
You're always going to have a good time. Let's start with Vicha, because they did have an opener.
They did open for Twice.
That was,
They did three songs.
Three of their
three
their
songs.
Only three songs, right? So, yeah, that was cool to see. And, I think all the members' families, because everyone's from the U.S., right? All their family members flew out to watch them and see them perform.
Right. Kaylee wasn't there.
Except Kaylee, of course, because we know she's on that indefinite hiatus. But, I mean, the members each shouted out their own family, so they're watching the crowd. So that was pretty cool. And let's see. Let's move on to actually, like, Twice. So Twice, overall, it's just... They know how to put on a show, too, and I feel like they do a really good job even talking and just keeping us entertained, and all the songs and music, like, it's, you know, we've seen it kind of-ish.
Right, we have.
The only thing that we haven't seen before that they added on, which was awesome, we got to hear I Got You, and we're the first ones to see One Spark live as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty fucking awesome. Let's see. We were on... Okay, if you're facing stage, we're on the left extended stage barricade.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, with that said, it doesn't mean like... Because if you're like near the middle barricade or near the walkway...
Yeah.
You get to see and, you know, interact.
Yeah, that's honestly like the best.
With all the different members. But you can't pick and choose. It's like... If you're on the sides, it's like whichever member comes by to feed you, that's what you get. We got a lot of Mina.
We did.
We got a lot of Che.
Mm-hmm.
We got a good amount of Dubu. We got a good amount of Chewie.
Yes.
Jiho did run by. And if you realize what I'm saying all this, yeah, I did not say Sana. And I'm devastated.
Yeah,
but
she didn't even, like, she probably came over once.
She came over, and she didn't come all the way either.
No, it was like and halfway.
Literally, okay, so let's rewind back. Let's go to the sound check. So sound check for JYP is still stupid, confirmed, because.
So dumb.
You can't record. They're so strict about recording, yet IVE, Blackpink, every other group, HYBE, any HYBE groups, you could film.
You can film the sound check.
Because what the fuck? What's the problem with filming the sound check?
I don't get it either.
What?
I really don't know what, like, why.
What is the problem? Like, what? If, like, they're not in their pajamas or anything?
No.
Like, I don't understand what the problem is.
I don't get it either.
I really don't get it. JYP, you guys are dumb for this.
It's the worst because, like, honestly, you can get a lot of interactions during sound check.
I mean, even during
sound check for Stray Kids, because we couldn't record then. We got interactions. We can't film it.
You can't film it. And this is, okay, for us, you know, paying, you know, we're paying premium, like top dollar for Barricade. The thing is, sound check is the only time where the members will pay attention to just the floor.
Right.
Like all of us that are VIP.
And it's not even like the full floor. It's like less people, basically.
And the thing is, once they do the encores, they give attention to everyone.
Yes.
We're talking about the full floor, like everyone else is there.
The higher
the
up,
hundreds, the 200s, the 300s, every section. Yeah. They have to give attention and love to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But soundcheck is the only time where we could get full attention.
Yes.
And it sucks that we can't film. You know why? Because fucking Sana bowed to me again.
Twice.
I bowed to her and I did the same bow I did at the encore for... And I posted this. So if you follow us on Instagram, that's like one of the reels that I have pinned, obviously, where like I bowed to Sana.
Yeah, when she was leaving on the encore.
And she bowed back.
Yeah.
And I did the exact same bow. I was wearing a Pikachu hat this time. But I bowed to her during the sound check.
Mm-hmm.
She did the same bow back to
me. Yeah, she did it twice, actually. You probably, I don't know if you saw it.
No,
she
did it twice. I only looked up and I just saw her going up.
I was watching, she did it twice. Yeah.
I didn't even
fucking know. She went up
and
down twice, and I was like, man, I can't record it. It's so stupid.
That hurts even more.
I'm sorry.
That hurts so much more. But at least I know. I guess at least everyone saw it. That was on soundcheck and knows. But at the same time, that sucks.
Yeah.
And what sucks more is because, okay, sure. Like, I got that awesome Sana interaction, and, you know, like, I guess she bowed twice. Oh, my God. I'm sad. I'm sad. But at the same time, the encore, she didn't even come to our side.
Well, she was going to.
Okay. Literally on the last song. So first off, I don't know why, but Twice only performed two encore songs.
Which is so, like, unheard of for an encore because they usually do at least three.
Not to mention this is their last fucking leg of, like, the tour outside of Asia.
Right.
So it was, everyone in the audience, we were all just kind of like flabbergasted.
We're like, what, you're leaving already?
Like, oh, that was actually the last song. Mm. Like, Rush was the second song for the encore, which was cool because people were asking for Signal again. I am tired.
Get the fuck out. Like, who the hell keeps asking for that shit?
I like Signal, but everyone's yelling.
I like it, but then I feel like we always get that song.
That's the thing, because, like, yeah,
we've
heard
it
so
many.
We've had so many. Like, let's get something new. So Rush was cool.
Yeah.
It was nice to hear. It's funny because a lot of people were not as, like, loud for it, but they at least chose Rush because they did the cheating method that they're used to for the wheel. But with that said, so Sana was walking towards us.
Mm-hmm.
Then Dubu grabs her and they take a video together, like, you know, with the videos that follow them around.
Mm-hmm.
And they completely walk back.
Ran the other way.
Dubu brings Sana away, like, to the opposite side of us. And I'm like, oh my God.
Dubu, and she never came back.
Dubu just fucking cock blocked me.
Yeah.
She never came back because I wanted to record Sana being on our side because I don't even have a single video of Sana recorded on my phone at our side. like, because I wanted to hopefully make her bow again, and I had a t-shirt that I wanted to kind of hopefully right. gift her. Mm-hmm. So I'm like super sad and like emo about that right now. But it's, and I'm really still upset about the sound check, because like I did not know she bowed twice, and it sucks because like, yeah, why can't we film? They're so strict with filming and sound check. You'll get kicked out for the whole concert yeah. if you get caught. So it's not even worth it
to risk it. Because even his sister, she had her phone in her, one of her, like, her pockets. She wasn't recording or anything. But then like the security walked up and like asked her to take the phone out of her pocket and put it on the seat. Did you see that?
Yeah, I think I vaguely remember that happening.
I was like, what?
That's fucking wild. So that's what it is for for the Twice concert. Mm-hmm. It was amazing.
Yes.
I'm going to try to post maybe something today, tonight, unless I fall asleep, because I have to edit this and I have to take a shower.
Interaction. Yeah, you got some interaction. Because I was doing like the bunny like peace sign to her, like where you do like the ears with your fingers, and she did it back to me and then waved after. I was like, yay.
Yeah, Chewie's really nice too. I feel like she's underappreciated because people think she's like very like more timid.
No, I feel like, and then I got interactions from like the last time.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, unless you go to the concert,
right?
Like, you'll see that Chewie is really interactive. She's really sweet.
Yeah, she pays attention
to details, to small details and stuff. So it's really cool.
Who the fuck can see my like fingers? It's just my finger, because I don't have a sign or anything.
Yeah, we have nothing else. So yeah, Chewie's really good at giving. I feel like her fans also like love and attention. So it's really nice to see her do that kind of stuff. And plus, she's like secretly a savage.
Yeah, she
to the other members. So it's like, if you know, you know.
And then your sister got Dubu to do like. Yeah, complete so half her heart.
Dahyun did a complete half heart, completed my sister's heart. So that was freaking awesome too. I think Casey has the video, and I have part of
it too.
Yeah. So that was pretty awesome. And I mean, Jiho came to our side for a little bit, was like screaming and being Jiho. Jiho feels like she's like the real Mangnae.
Yeah.
But you could tell Jiho's energy. She just loves what she does.
She does.
Like, she was meant to do this. She was born to be a star. Nayeon. I think like it was a fantastic experience overall. All their songs, all the dancing. My favorite part is always when they do the medley.
Yes, that one's so cool.
That if you haven't seen or watched like the full concert like recently, like this tour, or like haven't even watched like videos, because sometimes people just put clips, right? So you don't see the whole thing. They perform a title track medley that is fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's like nonstop.
It is amazing. It's like nonstop awesomeness, because it's all their title, like a lot of their big title tracks, like put into one. So that's actually one of my favorite things to always see, like within this whole tour, every time we saw them. But yeah, so hopefully, you know, we'll see. We'll find out, get some more news updates about what's going on with Twice in terms of tours. But apparently they won't be touring anytime soon again.
No, for not world this tour year.
For the rest of the year. So if you saw them, good thing you saw them. Also Twice apparently will also be having, I guess, some solo and sub-units. Releases. I really think Che might be the next one
for solo.
Yeah, it kind of looks like it, especially like, you know, how she's kind of dropped weight and like her whole change like style and like look kind of changed. They probably are gearing up for a solo for her. Just like, you know, look, when we saw Nayeon, like she was blonde and she looked like, it was different. Everything. They changed it up, so she was probably in the next one to be happening. Let's see, more Twice stuff that we have. Sana was announced to be the new special MC for the Fridge interview. And if you're not familiar with the Fridge interview, that's the one that's hosted by Dex from Singles. Isn't it Singles Inferno 2?
Yes.
So Singles Inferno 2, Dex, everyone, we know and love him. He's a funny man. Mm-hmm. And not to mention, everyone is in love with him because of other reasons as well. Yeah. And he's in love with Sana because, ironically enough, when he was the host for this show, when it first started, like he was the first host too, because this show just came out with him. His first guest on the show was Sana.
Yeah.
And he has like a huge crush on Sana. So I understand, my man, my brother. And like he interviewed like Yeji. Like his interviews, like this show is really good too. It's pretty funny and interesting too and entertaining. So it'd be cool to see Sana as a host.
It's interesting.
She's like, she has like the charisma and like the bubbly positivity, I guess, to like make it work. I just want to see how she's going to be as a host though. So like, she's going to be emceeing that'll be really cool. And also, if we're talking about Twice still, Stacey did release a single cover for their song Fancy, which sounds really cool. It sounds almost like an R&B version. It's pretty cool. And also, the Twice members giving it some love as well. Even like Che had posted on her IG story. So that's always nice and cool to see. I think we could talk about other stuff besides the concerts we just been to.
Right.
Let's see. What do you have here, Haley?
So this one was like a really random collab. I haven't actually listened to it.
This is random. I haven't listened to it either. So it's out already too, huh?
Actually, J-Lo.
Oh, boy.
I wouldn't think that I'd be mentioning her, but J-Lo featuring G-Idol. They have a song called This Time Around. And then she even like posted G-Idol on her stories and like commented on their posts everything.
It's cute. Like, it's cute when all these Western artists and stuff like collab with the K-pop artists. Mm-hmm. They really like, you know, like
they love almost
like
them.
They fall in love with them and like really get excited. It's like when you get a new friend kind of thing. You're like, oh my God, look, like it's pretty cool.
They take care of them. Yeah, it's so cool. I haven't listened to it, but I was like, wow, this is an interesting collab.
She was very excited, and I'm sure the G-Idol members all super excited to work with J-Lo. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's a legend in herself too, to be honest. But it seemed like flipped around almost because she was like seemed more excited to work with G-Idol. So it was pretty cool though. I like it. G-Idol fits kind of like J-Lo's like aesthetic too.
That's true.
More so like... compared to a lot of other groups. So I think that works out pretty well. Let's see. What do you have here, Haley? You could keep going.
Oh, so NMIX.
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 Change up.
So here's the little bit of anime. So we like the anime Spy Family, and there's actually going to be a Spy Family movie called Code White.
Yes.
It's released... Oh, well, it's released now on March 20th.
But in the Japan.
In Japan.
Yes, of course.
In the Japan.
In the Japan.
But NMIX will be covering the ending theme song, Why, for the animated movie. But they also went to the premiere of it, and they
really
were
cool.
wearing the Spy Family hoodies.
Yeah, did you see that? The white hoodies? Those are super cool.
When I saw the clip, I was like, why are they wearing that?
That's right. I was about to say, like, we saw the clip of them wearing Spy Family without knowing they were there for Spy Family
first.
And
I didn't even know that they were covering the freaking song for them. I was like, wait a second.
That was cool. You know who else was at the premiere, too?
Mm-hmm.
Another K-pop artist, Viviz.
Yeah, Eunha.
Yeah, so Eunha was there. And what were you going to say?
She was cosplayed as Anya.
She looked really cute, too.
I mean, because she has pink hair, so she just put in, like, the little Anya hair clips and then the black dress.
It was perfect. I loved it. It was. She looked so cute in it. Yeah, she put on the little thing on her head, and she had, like, the school uniform outfit.
Right, yes.
It looked great. Like, it was super cool to see.
I was like, wow.
So that, I mean, you might have a little bit more anime stuff to talk about.
Yeah. So To Us also...
TWS.
Yeah, TWS. So they do pronounce themselves as To Us. So like whenever you hear me say that, I'm talking about TWS, the new HYBE group. They actually did the Mashley Dance Challenge, the bling...
Bling, 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 bling. HYBE boy group.
Yes.
HYBE boy group.
Is that what I said?
No, you just said HYBE group.
HYBE boy group.
I'll let everyone know just in case. Yeah. Yes, it's HYBE's newest Gen 5 boy group.
Yes, they're really my baby group. And then NISU also did it as well. I was like, wow, yes. Finally, like, more K-pop groups are doing this dance. It's like, so fucking easy. Like, all you do is, like,
it's
put
funny
your
as
arms
hell.
Up
and the
then
song
twist
is funny.
Your hips.
Bling, bong, bong, bling, bong, bong, bing, bong, bong, bing, bong.
But then, like, I'm waiting for Stray Kids to do it. Their fan meeting is soon.
Yet? I know, hopefully. Actually,
in
you're right.
Japan,
you're right.
So, and also in Korea. So, like, they have to do it. Like, because I fucking put that on a request. They better do it. It's, like, the easiest dance challenge they could ever freaking do.
It's great NISU is doing, because NISU is from Japan.
Right,
so
exactly.
It's, like, it makes sense.
I was like, yes, more people.
Okay, we have still more to talk about. Let's see. Astro. So, Rocky, not our friend Rocky, but Rocky from Astro, unless he is from Astro, confirms that he's actually dating this certain actress, Park Bo-young. So,
I don't know who she is. If I see her face, you would know.
So there, he confirms they're dating. Mm-hmm. But the funny part is, she denies it.
Why?
I don't know why. It sucks when that happens. It's kind of like pulling a Zico.
Like, no, we're not dating. What are you talking about?
It's like, oh my God. I remember, like, yeah, they just got so criticized for it. Like, oh man. It kind of sucks when that happens. It's like, don't they talk about this first when it's like...
Like, we're going to come out and say that we're dating. And then, no, we're not dating. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God. I mean, Rocky. Rocky, such a Delulu. but at least, like, Karina and the guy, I don't remember his name, I guess, you know, still going strong. Nothing about breaking up. Mm-hmm. Apparently, I even saw a post where, like, they had matching couple sunglasses. Mm-hmm. They're not in the same photo, but they're just wearing the same sunglasses, mm-hmm. which I guess people will say is, you know, their thing. And mm-hmm. I get it. I feel like, you know, they try to be subtle about it. They don't try to, like, you know, flaunt. Like, even when Jisoo was dating.
They don't try to, like, upset the fans.
Yeah, so they don't, like, super, like, show anything like that. And the only way they do it is, like, you could see them matching with small accessories and stuff. So this would be it. Let's see. Oh, 17 and Blackpink time. Mm-hmm. Because.
So there was a Bulgari studio event.
Yes, yes. And then... Carrot Blinks. Or yes. Blink Carrots. Rejoice.
So, Mingyu and Lisa are actually very, very close. They're both 97 liners. And they were at the event together looking very, very hot.
They look good. Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
But then it was funny because, like, there's these clips of them where they're, like, posing, you know, being very serious, taking photos for the press and everything. And then once the cameras are done taking photos, you can see them, like, playing around with each other, like laughing, teasing each other.
It's super cute. So, like, if you watch the videos of it, yeah, you'll see that. Mm-hmm. But it's different from, like, yeah, the press, right. like the pictures, which are more, like,
serious, like, they're doing their work. Model posing. But then what was funny is because, like, some of the fans that were there, they took a video of Mingyu, but then you could see his wallpaper on his phone. Oh, my God,
his wallpaper is
people,
so...
People, like, zoomed in on it, and it was this, like, really, like, muscular bodybuilder guy in, like, a Speedo.
It was so funny. I was like, what is this? Like,
that's his wallpaper. I guess that's, like, his inspiration, maybe? What he wants
maybe
to be.
Maybe it's his mentor.
It's his mentor.
Or, yeah, your inspiration so, or yeah. something.
I was like,
motivation.
It was very random. I was like, okay, cool.
People were probably trying to get something on him, like, thinking,
like,
oh,
it's a girl.
I wonder who it is. No, it's not Jonghan.
It's a muscle.
If it's a girl, it's most likely Jonghan.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, it's a super buff guy.
I really wish it was just Changbin or something. That would have been funnier too. But it's not. And mm-hmm. But yeah, like they look like they were having... I like how close they are. Like mm-hmm. to be honest, like all of them are really cool and close. It's just most of the time K-Net's going crazy in the media making all
of
them.
But then
that's
the thing, like... For them, like, they don't get any dating rumors. Or, like, people don't hate on them for some reason.
Yeah, there's, like, very particular idols where people were like, oh, it's them. Let's just say they're dating.
But then I feel like it has to do with the fan base. Like, if it's a specific member and, like, the fans are just fucking crazy, then they'll, like, take them down.
I feel like Blackpink Blinks are, you know, known to be kind of toxic sometimes. So, it was kind of nice. Unless
we just.
Maybe we didn't look into it.
Exactly.
But, I mean, who can hate Mingyu? He's, like, our favorite doggy doof.
He's a puppy. Yeah.
So, there you go. So, that was really cool. Cool Blink carrot crumbs that we got from there. Haley, you have some Big Bang stuff really quick to talk about too.
Are you gonna say this one about Blackpink?
What else was I supposed to say? Oh yes. Oh, you can say it up really quick because I'm gonna look it up to see if this when it drops. I'm
so
scared if it dropped
there's,
already.
There's actually a new collab because we've been seeing clips that the Tekashi collab with, you know, if you guys don't know what that is, it's that big like flower with the colored petals. J-Hope loves that shit too, like he's like plastered in it all the time. But then they're having a collab with Blackpink and they have a light stick and it's really cool. It basically looks like the hammer that they have, but then it's gonna be the flower instead of like the normal like heart-shaped hammer thing.
It's freaking awesome. I honestly, if I can get a hold of it, I 100% want to get it. It's going to be launched on March 25th.
Okay.
So I thank God I didn't miss it.
Right,
I was like, I don't even think I have it on my calendar.
Hey, even like the stick has like the flowers and stuff on it too. It looks really cool. But then it's like, we're going to have three Blackpink light sticks. Basically.
Hell yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
But this one is different.
I'm going to put this on my calendar. Here, talk to the people.
So moving on, so for the second gen K-pop fans, we have a bit of Big Bang news. So Daesung actually did come out with a new album with his label. I think it's D-Label or something like that.
D's Nuts label, baby.
I forgot what it's called. But he did have a fan event showcase. But what was really cool, instead of him just singing all the songs that he made for his album, he did also feed all the VIPs and Big Bang fans. He sang Haru Haru, which is like one of my most favorite songs from Big Bang. And
that was pretty awesome.
That song is super old. Like, I'm talking like 2000 and probably like 7 or something. And then he did Flower Road, which is also by Big Bang. He did have a special guest.
Ooh,
he had
Taeyong.
Taeyong was there and he performed Eyes, Nose, Lips. So like VIP were getting fed. So it was kind of like a mini reunion because G-Dragon was actually there too. But
just in the
he was in the audience and he was fanboying, and there's been like all these clips of him like getting really excited and stuff when
he's like laughing a lot.
Yeah, he was like super happy, but I'm like thinking, why are you not up on stage with them? And like, because then it could be three of them and they could do like a song for all of, like, you know, VIP. It would have been like the perfect opportunity.
But
he didn't sing anything. But it was funny because Daesung, he called out some VIPs because he was like, you're here for my concert. I thought you guys are my fans. You came here to see me, but I see you always filming G-Dragon in the freaking stands. Like, why didn't you just go up there? Like, why are you even here on the floor? Like, he was calling them out, like, in a, like, you know, playful,
in a funny way. Yeah,
he's so fucking funny. But I was
like honestly, best personality.
But I was like, damn, that's so funny. But it's true, like, because like a lot of the fans are excited to see G-Dragon there, and then like he's just up in the stands like being a fanboy. But I wish they could have all performed together. I don't know where T.O.P. is.
He's
I feel
in the
like
moon.
They kind of
He's
had
on the
a
moon,
fall.
Remember?
I feel like they had a falling out, but
like
it
all
just
of
wasn't
the members,
like,
right.
Yeah. But I mean, at least those three are still all, you know, close
for the most part. Yeah,
for the most part.
That's pretty cool, though. Like, for real, if you're a VIP, can you imagine? You would have gone to Daesung's concert, right?
Honestly, yes. But then the thing is, like, can G-Dragon fucking drop something already? I know he's like already. He even teased to be like coming to Vegas and performing
at the Sphere.
Like, hello, I'm gonna go there for you. Can you please freaking drop some music already? I miss him like so much. Like, I keep seeing like all these clips now because I've been interacting with all the Daesung ones. So I'm getting all this Big Bang stuff, like the old stuff, and I'm like, man, he was really good. Like, these new K-pop fans have no fucking idea like how good he was.
And I mean, like, all these like current like
BTS
idols
look up to him, like,
yeah.
all the baby idols did. So I'm like, damn, if he comes back, like, game over for everyone. He's so good.
Like, I can't
not
wait.
Hyping
I think it'll be awesome. I'm glad we got to see him when he came here to the
of
Kia
course.
Forum.
Yeah, he's my first, very very first K-pop alt bias. Like, he's my K-pop husband basically from the beginning. But he's just MIA for how many fucking years? Like 7 years
Damn.
Already?
Damn, calling him
okay.
out.
Oh, I'm waiting. Yeah. I'm waiting.
Let's see. Before Haley gets too riled up, let's take a moment to take another water break, bathroom break. Wherever you're tuning in, thank you for joining us. This is the Permission to Stand podcast. This is before we get started with BTS and Stray Kids, maybe you should give us a like, rating, or subscribe. To wherever you're tuning in, we are available pretty much on all streaming platforms. Don't forget to also follow us on
Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
And you can always send us messages, DMs. We always like communicating with all our listeners out there and just simping and having fun watching K-pop memes and reels and all that good stuff. And of course, you can also check out a lot of our interactions from all our different, I guess you could say, concert experiences for the most part. There's a lot of barricade stuff in there and a lot of fun stuff. So check that out, too. Haley, I think
yes.
it's time.
I'm out of breath already. Okay, so BTS, V's music video for Friends did drop.
Yes,
and we
did
watch it while we were in Vegas.
Yes, we did. We actually did.
I love the song and the music video is so funny.
The video is great. I loved it too.
It's so good. Like, V obviously looks freaking good. Like, I don't know. He has like that cool hairstyle. It kind of reminds me of like those old Grease.
Yeah,
videos,
it's like Grease
almost.
Lightning shit.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I was like, damn, okay. But
that girl. that he's with the whole time.
Right.
Definitely has a target on her back. Aww. Is probably like a voodoo doll for some crazy saying, say song, whatever the hell. Probably like written her name on some death notes as well.
I hope not.
No, you know, you, I acting. Hope not too, but I know, I hope not too, but come on, look at the acting with Jungkook, with the actress.
Oh, that's true. She got so much
fucking
hate.
She got death
hate.
Threats literally on her so Instagram. Stupid. The DeLulus.
Yeah.
Have been separated from like the crazy DeLulus. Mm-hmm. So you know who you are.
But
don't
yeah,
be that.
So basically like the music video was really interesting because like I obviously didn't know what this song was going to be about. But basically it's like the music video shows V, like he's going out into town, like to a diner and everything, and everybody around him, like all the people are in pairs, like they're all coupled together, like
kissing
in love,
and stuff, like
hugging,
even like the old people,
kissing.
It's pretty
like
awesome.
It can be like girl on girl, boy on it's boy, girl on boy,
human
like,
and human,
yes,
is
exactly.
What it is.
And like he was so like tired of it because like he was by himself, and there was this one funny scene where he was coming out from the supermarket, and then someone was proposing to his girlfriend, and V just like knocks the ring out of the
guy. That was pretty funny. I was like, oh,
he was like so tired of it. And then the next day, like it kind of repeats the whole thing again, but this time he has a significant other, the girl, and they're all in love, like everything's perfect for them, but everybody else around them is fighting.
So all the couples that he walked by the
they're
day before
arguing,
just arguing and fighting, actually going crazy.
Hair, yeah. So it's like a pretty interesting concept. The song itself is really good. It's very short, actually.
You know what's more interesting? That they had so many people.
Yes.
Like, and I'm talking about not just normal people. Normal people like us, yes, we watched it. Mm-hmm. But they had interaction videos, not from YouTubers, because no. I know a shit ton of YouTubers of do course. That. But I'm talking about, like, famous Korean actors mm-hmm. and a lot of other K-pop idols.
Yeah, all the HYBE artists.
All the HYBE artists. New Jeans. I mean, New Jeans is funny because like they're covering Hane's eyes when everyone's kissing.
Remember the kissing.
It's just they're like, who else was there?
It
there
was
like
New
a lot.
New Jeans. IU even reacted to it too.
Of course, she had to. Obligatory if anything after this.
LeSserafim
collab.
Also reacted.
Of course. That was pretty awesome too. We call it even the actor from Squid Games.
Yeah, JJ.
JJ.
Like, he was reacting to it. There was other people.
Even
Tuas did, and TXT,
TXT
also
did, too.
Did. I was like, wow, did I see?
One of the PDs?
I don't know if I saw, like, yeah.
One of PD names are
the
there.
The one from that does the Game Caters. Right. He reacted to it. So I was like, that's cool. Like, they're bringing content while BTS are obviously not active, but then, like, they're still making them relevant. So that was pretty cool to see.
It's pretty amazing.
It's all on YouTube if you guys want to check it out. I think there's, like, two parts. And then also Jungkook. So this is pretty interesting.
Literally
Jungkook is cooking in the military.
Jungkooking. He's been, yeah, it's interesting enough that this is a did you see this too or no?
I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you haven't seen, like, mm-hmm. yeah. So like I saw a post with Jungkook about him like cooking, and I think he even like left a little update on Weverse. Mm-hmm. He's just saying, you know, how are you, Army? I'm doing well. I've been exercising diligently.
You mean getting buff as
getting
fuck.
Ripped with Tay. And he also mentioned, well, you know, we've been doing thorough cleaning, you know, even cleaning up to the ceilings.
Wow.
And I'm also cooking well. So
yes,
apparently
Jungkook is cooking.
So apparently he's also serving, like he literally is serving as a cook in his unit.
He must enjoy that. I mean, Jungkook always
he loves food and he loves to cook. So
right, because of Jin. Like I feel like
Jin heavily for sure
Jungkook
had an influence.
Didn't know how to cook, but Jin really taught him. Like he was very, very interested.
Jin was really like the old, like for real, is like the older brother of mm-hmm. Jungkook. Like to be honest, like the way that they have like a sibling relationship.
They do,
especially when they like troll each other and like mm-hmm. always tease each other too. But yeah, it shows. Like, and I guess he's cooking. That's right. Pretty cool. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
If I was in the military and in his unit.
Feed me, Jungkook.
I'm like, I'll come back home to my family. Like,
Jungkook
and I'll be like,
cooked for me.
I'll be like, Jungkook cooked for me. I ate home cooking from Jungkook.
Yeah, wow.
Cookie Jungkookie. Must be nice.
And then Jin, he's also double digits. He
and
is
it's
coming
almost
home
there.
Soon.
He's like, probably like in almost, the 80s, right? Or something.
Yeah.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
So that's coming up fast.
Hands down, I'm not even looking this up, but I bet there's dedicated websites with a countdown
there
date.
There are.
Like numbers.
Some of my, so actually, my friends are doing like a countdown. They're doing like 100 days of Jin, and like every time each day they post on their stories and do like a countdown for
him.
Oh,
well, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. If you're following one of them,
track.
You know who you are.
Yeah.
Haley, we have talked about a lot, but it's not over yet. It's
I'm
not
tired.
Over. Till it's over.
So, Stray Kids, it's Hyunjin's birthday today, March 20th. Woo! Happy birthday, Hyunjin.
We had a lot of birthdays, too. I mean, I didn't really go over it. Like, I know it was Sakura's birthday, my fellow Pisces mm-hmm. from the Seraphim. Dang. So, she's like, and I know she's like, I think she's, is she 28 now or 27? She might be up there, which is fine. I wish I was 28 again.
I wish I was 28. So, Hyunjin, he is 24. Right? Yes. He's the 2000.
I like how you got so quiet about that.
He's 24. So he did a birthday live, of course. The management of Stray Kids provided birthday cakes and games and like decorations. His was Cinnamon Roll because like everyone knows him as Cinnamon Roll, which is so cute because obviously I have a lot of Cinnamon Roll stuff. And then My Melody for Changbin. So that's my Sanrio characters, basically. He said that Three Ratcha were the first ones to greet him happy birthday.
Of course they would.
Because they're in the same freaking dorm. So he said that at dawn, all of Three Ratcha came into his room and Bang Chan went into his bed and like tackled him and said happy birthday. And then same
That's
with like
cute.
Changbin and Han as well.
To be tackled by Changbin.
Damn it, Hyunjin!
Hit like a truck, probably.
Yeah. Like we also mentioned, Stray Kids is at Lollapalooza, Chicago, August 1 and 4th. I will not be going because I don't
First
do
off,
that
it's
shit.
In Chicago. That's
well,
like the other side
it,
of the country.
Even if it was in LA, I wouldn't go, to be honest. I cannot.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So they did release their opening for the Skazoo Magic Shop. Oh, Magic School pop-up, and it looks so fucking cute. I'm so upset. Why don't they have, like, a freaking pop-up here like that? Because, you know, like, obviously because they have a lot of international stays, and we don't get the in-person fan meetings
because
for
it's,
them.
Because it's there, you're just unfair.
It is unfair. But then the thing is, like, TWICE did a pop-up.
That's true.
Blackpink
it wasn't as
pop-up.
Big, but
BTS
it's something.
Did a pop-up.
It's something.
Like, well, give me something.
They
like,
probably will soon watch next year, Haley. Next year.
Bitch, I want it now.
To be honest, if they do hold a pop-up here next year, you at least will know that they might end up being here. Because remember all those lucky ass once that were at the shop,
right.
And for some reason, all of a sudden,
they showed up.
TWICE showed up and not just showed up. They ended up, you know, helping check out merch, like, you know,
yeah.
And like gave out photo cards. Can you imagine?
But they were here for their tour, too, isn't it?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What if Stray Kids does it during a tour? Huh?
Okay,
you'll stay at that store the whole time, huh?
No. The thing is, like, I don't understand how they can't just, like, JYP cannot do a pop-up like this. Because then, at least international stays have, like, something, like, just freaking put the decorations up for us. Like, it's not too much to ask.
Yes, it is.
It's not. Because, like, this, honestly, like, this whole pop-up store is so cute. They have, like, all the Skazoo characters in, like, their magician outfits. And they're sitting around the table. And it's, like, so detailed. There's, like, all these photo ops. Obviously, like, they have all the merch. There's also a cafe portion where you can order, like, all the Skazoo food. Which is, like, they had that when we went to Japan
last year, but we couldn't
make reservations because it's for Japan members only.
That is
Which
dumb.
Is also
that was,
stupid.
That was also stupid.
I have
yeah,
a freaking, I have a stay membership. Like, why can't you just give it to anyone that has a stay membership? Why is it only for Japan? Basically,
because
Japan
is the
is
favorite,
like the favorite child.
Yes, of course.
I know.
We all know
We're
this.
The fucking trash
in the world
child.
Of K-pop.
Like, oh, I'm so annoyed. But anyway, like, what was cool is that Lino actually visited the Skazoo Cafe randomly one day just
that's
by himself.
That's insane.
By himself. He just went there. And so for whoever was there at that time, basically got to eat their food with
like
freaking Lino.
Did he come like as himself,
yeah.
Like to show everyone that he's there?
Just himself.
No,
just,
but
like,
I meant like he's not hiding or anything.
No. He was straight up there. He greeted all the stay that was there. He obviously had like, you know, staff members, like bodyguards with him.
Is there any male stay that was there?
I don't know. But then the thing is, like, what was cool is that he bought all the stay that were in the cafe at that time. He bought them all of their food. He bought them Americanos. He paid for everything. And he's like,
what?
He even said to them, he's like, this is really my card. Like, I'm going to be paying for you guys. And then, like, he actually
sat down.
He ordered a Lee Bit meal, which was like a really cute, like Lee Bit ice cream, macaron, drink. And then he went and sat down like in the tables and chairs next to like all the stays. And then he got his phone out. And then because like the stays were obviously like filming
recording him. Right.
So he was filming the stays that were there too. So like basically he has them on his phone.
Can you imagine, Haley?
And the stays were like, don't upload that, like delete that and stuff like that. And he's like, no, like this is mine and stuff like that.
It was I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, it was really cool. Like, can you imagine? Like he just went there randomly.
That's awesome, to be honest. Like, wow.
Right. And there was this like Lee Bit statue. No, like a cardboard, not cardboard cutout, but like, you know, like those wooden cardboard
like the of the figure
standees.
Like stands, yeah, stands.
And then like because they had like all the members had originally like written messages on it like before the opening, and then I guess Lino had wrote on his Lee Bit like the ear, he said Lee Bit is ugly, and then when he was there at the cafe visiting he added to it and was like really ugly. So I was like, damn, he has something against Lee Bit or what?
He's just, I guess Lino is a savage. I mean, all the Lino stands and biases out there know what they ordered.
Yeah, exactly. But obviously he's a very sweet guy. Like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, who
on the inside,
fucking,
he's super,
he is
super
very,
nice.
Very nice. But, yeah, so that was pretty cool. Some shitty news.
Uh-oh.
For Hyunjin. Like, this is, okay. So on March 14th, there was a post including photos of protest trucks demanding for Hyunjin to be kicked out of Stray Kids.
Oh, I think I saw clips of this. I was like, what the fuck?
I'm like, what? And this all has to do with the bullying incident that he had to go...
Oh, of course, because people can't move on with their lives,
they
of
cannot.
Course.
Like, this happened, what year was it? I think 2020? Was it during Kingdom?
It's Kingdom, yeah.
So, basically, Hyunjin was put on a hiatus because all these fans had, well, not, they're not fans, all these fucking haters dug up a bullying incident that Hyunjin was involved in when he was in middle school, and basically they wanted him kicked out of the group. So, like, people, they sent over trucks and protest trucks and, like, boards in front of JYP.
You guys are wasting your own hard-earned money for the stupidest stuff.
I'm like, why? Yeah, so they parked all these trucks outside
of
JYP.
The business, I guess.
And they wanted to do it before Hyunjin's birthday, like, so, like, he would see it. And basically, they're saying, like, kick him out. Like,
so petty.
Why is JYP, like, enabling, like, someone to be in that group because he's a bully? Like, and they're saying, oh, Stray Kids would be so much bigger if Hyunjin was, like, out of the group. Get the fuck out of here.
You have
like,
a problem with Hyunjin? Talk to Versace.
Exactly. Go through her. Like, I don't get it. It's so stupid. Honestly, that pissed me off. But then, obviously, JYP, I feel like they don't really do too much. They put out a statement saying, like, all these malicious, like, words and, like, false statements. Like, if you get found out, you'll be, like, you know, punishment.
Prosecuted or something.
But
maybe.
Do they do anything?
No,
I don't
not.
Know. I feel like they never, like, act upon it. And it's so tiring because, like, this is a long time ago and you're bringing it up again. Like, it's over. Like, he obviously did his time. Like, he went on his hiatus. And, like, you know,
yeah,
he's learned from it. So,
that's
like,
it.
He's fine. It's been, like, 4 years. Like,
that's
get
it.
Over
get
it.
Get over it, yeah. But people can't, so that's how it is.
Obviously, like, so Hyunjin is fine. Like, he hasn't said anything about it.
Hyunjin don't give no Fs.
I hope not.
I mean,
obviously,
did,
so many
he
people
did go on
love
hiatus
him.
Technically, too, already. So
yeah, he did.
He's like, I already paid my dues.
Exactly. But, so Hyunjin, for his birthday, he actually did release 2 Stray Kids records. He did Long For You and Hey You. They can both be listened to on YouTube because it's not like in an actual album or anything. They usually do the Stray Kids records just on YouTube. Both of them, I think he wrote after watching the movie Closer. I've never watched that movie.
I know the song Closer by Neo.
That's not what it's about. But yeah, so both of them are based on that movie. Also, Seungmin. I have some news on him because we did talk about how he was going to do that pitch for one of the baseball games in Korea.
Oh, yeah.
And then it rained. And then he couldn't do it. And he was really, really sad. But I feel like this was kind of like a blessing in disguise because he did actually throw his first pitch. And it was between Korea and the LA Dodgers.
That's insane.
So I was like, because wow, it's that's for even the, bigger.
Yeah, so a lot of these MLB teams are there in Korea right now, too. So it's freaking insane.
So
it's
maybe it was a blessing in disguise. Because like, if he had thrown it that other day, he might not have gotten called back to do this pitch, which is like for an even bigger event. And he did really well. He got a strike, and like everyone was like really, really impressed.
He's been practicing, and he has been. I'm sure Otani probably clapped for him. Not to mention the Dodgers did win too, so their first official game with Otani too. So, man, that's a good start for the Dodgers season.
Yes, and then also Seungmin did release a song for the OST of a webtoon called I'm the Queen in This Life, and it's called Phobia. I listened to it. It's actually really, really good, so check that out as well.
You know what's funny? I'm going back to the MLB thing. Mm-hmm. So, like, a lot of these, you know, teams are from here, right? It's the MLB, Major League Baseball. Like,
right.
So, like, when they are in Korea, in Asia in general, they're not used to what... We're not used to it either. But did you know, like, they perform, like, a lot of these, like, they have, like, dancers performing, and it's not just regular cheerleaders.
Yeah,
they're almost
it's
like
different.
They're almost like K-pop idols. They look like, and it's funny because, like, you know, it's like hot, like young Korean girls that are dancing, like, you know, all the different songs that are popular in Korea at that time. So they're like right in front of, like, near the dugout and stuff.
Yeah.
And all these guys, like, all the players on the teams are just like watching. They're like, oh my God, what's going on? This is hot. Like, you could tell they were talking amongst each other, like, damn, look at me. Like, it was pretty funny.
Because
I mean,
I know, like, sports in America, they have, like, cheerleaders
for,
and
like,
stuff
certain,
like that.
You know, for, like, the NBA and stuff.
But
yeah.
Baseball in Japan and Korea is very different from baseball in the U.S. I feel like it's more interesting to go to
those
games.
They're hardcore there. Plus, like I said, like, it looks like... I mean, to be honest, they do have idols and stuff go out there. aespa performed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And also, like, for... Like, aside from, like, this special event that's going on, but, like NMIX and a lot... Even Twice has performed there before, like, you know, during their early debut stage. It's like... That's kind of like the... When you're getting your initiation kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, like, it's interesting. And it's funny to see all these, like, MLB players. They're just staring like, damn, what's going on here? Like, seeing all these, like, maybe they're going to get into K-pop now.
Maybe.
That's the gateway. That's how Korea's selling it from, you know, from all the views from the MLB thing going on. Yeah, that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
And on this note, Ailey, you look like you're done.
I am done.
Done what?
Done.
Okay. I thought you were going to say something else or like something more to add on, but you sound like you are done.
I am.
So thank you everyone for tuning in. Don't forget to give us a like, rating, subscribe, hit that notification bell. We are available on all podcast streaming platforms. Any little thing you do for us goes a long way, helps spread the word of our podcast. Also brings in more fellow multi-stands to also help talk and simp with. If they don't have anyone else to talk and simp with, they could check us out where?
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stan Podcast.
But
what?
Instagram.
Oh, just message us on Instagram.
Yes.
Because TikTok is shit.
Oh, damn. Haley, you're really tired. You don't give a F about anything right now.
No, because like I'm so tired of TikTok, honestly. And, they muted all my videos. I'm done.
Yeah, mic drop. We're done. Bye, TikTok. TikTok who? We don't even know. But yeah, so thank you everyone for joining us as always. Till the next episode, everyone, please take care, stay safe, and as always, peace.